happens. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. With 190 million Americans suffering the heat, how long will it last? We asked meteorologist David Parkinson.
The heat is locked in for the eastern, basically, half of the United States. We have another hot day on Wednesday, and then things begin to cool towards the end of the week.
President Trump in Scotland said today he wants more aid into Gaza. Mercy Corps' Kay Phillips Barrasso says it can't come soon enough.
We have acute food insecurity across the entire strip. We have half a million people who are at the precipice of famine.
Israel is pausing operations for several hours each day to allow aid in. Three people were killed today outside a casino in Reno, Nevada. A suspect's in custody. President Trump is asking a court to compel media mogul Rupert Murdoch to give a deposition in Trump's lawsuit against the Wall Street Journal within 15 days. Trump is citing his age. He's 94. CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. For WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Lisa Hale, in for Melissa Kay. And that's a wrap. EAA Air Venture 2025 came to a close Sunday. Campsites have been cleared, and the grounds that sported 15,000 campers and hundreds of aircraft over the past 10 days are now empty. It was another record-breaking year for the annual Aviation Fly-In Convention. Officials announced that 691,000 visitors from 80 different countries were part of the event. That's about 5,000 more than last year's record-breaking attendance. Of the 15,000 people camping on the grounds, 3,000 of them were aircraft campers. EAA Air Venture returns to Oshkosh July 20th through the 26th. 2026. Democratic lawmakers have introduced a bill to limit the ability of the state legislature to spend taxpayer money on private attorneys. The legislation would require a vote of approval by the state assembly and Senate before the legislature can enter into a contract with outside legal counsel. State Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner of Green Bay and State Senator Chris Larson introduced the bill, saying its goal is to restore trust and transparency in how state money is spent. They say over $5 million of taxpayer funds went to private legal fees last year. A man who police described as armed and dangerous and wanted in connection with a string of vehicle thefts and burglaries in Shawnee and Marathon counties is in custody. Shawnee County Sheriff's officials say 37-year-old Michael Thorson was arrested Sunday when he voluntarily turned himself in. Officials thanked the public for their role in putting pressure on Thorson to surrender. Official charges have not yet been filed. For WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Lisa Hale.
It's the Cubs and the Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Cubs and the Brewers come into tonight's game at AmFam Field, tied for first place in the division. On the mound for Chicago, lefty Matthew Boyd against the Miz. 23-year-old Jacob Mizorowski, Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff.
This kid throws 102. Like, if I was him, I wouldn't be scared of nothing. You know, he deserves a lot of the hype he's getting because, I mean, he's just, you don't see pitchers like him. I think he's not going to approach it any different than any other game. He's getting ready for the Cubs, and yeah, he's been thrown into these atmospheres a little bit. He just goes about his day like any other day, and he'll be ready.
NFL Packers training camp, players now in full pads. I talked to Xavier McKinney.
We locked in, man. You know, personally for me, you know, I got one goal in my mind, and that's to win the championship. So, you know, in order to get that done, obviously you got to win the division. So we just laser focus right now.
That's the Packers safety Xavier McKinney with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight with showers and thunderstorms developing. Some could be severe with strong wind gusts and very heavy rainfall. Low upper 60s. Sunshine returns later tomorrow afternoon. A slight storm chance into the evening. High in the mid 80s. Currently it's 85.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, we'll talk to Sheila Everhart from the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association, dairy farmer Hans Breitenmoser, and Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hello. How's it going, everyone? It's Civic Media producer Dominic here to tell you that Pete is away for tonight. So with that being said, let's enjoy some of the best segments during his time in Madison last week. And stay tuned for tomorrow night's show. You're not going to want to miss out. With that all being said, have a great night, everyone.
This is Nightlight, and you are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, and it is so great to have you with me tonight. We are coming to you live from Madison tonight, all week, and it is a gorgeous night here. I understand they're having some weather up north, but it's sunny and 70 in the studio because Kalen Cole is here. The up-and-comer, what do you call yourself? Are you an up-and-comer? Are you, have you arrived?
Definitely.
Okay. That works.
Yeah, I'm just.
Yeah.
You know? I just take, you know, whatever comes.
We said that Kalen is a, other mic. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I think we have to switch mics.
Yeah,
is that right, Conrad? Is
the one on the other side of you, Pete.
On the other side of me. Oh, do you mind coming around here? So she just dropped gold, and I don't know if we can recreate that for the audience. But we'll do it our best. All right, we're having some technical. I'm not a tech guy. Oh, that's
hello, hello,
Kalen. That's awesome. Now we've got Kalen Cole, folks.
Is this better?
Emerging artist Kalen Cole. Now I have to scoot over too, which I'll do, so we can have you on camera and live on the stream here.
Perfect.
She joins us here at Nightlight. You've officially become a friend of the show.
Yes.
How does that feel?
I love it. I love it.
I hope we're friends of yours.
Oh yes.
Do you talk about us when you go to Nashville?
Yes, I do.
Do you ever, like, in the middle of your set go, you know, there's a radio host up in Madison. Pretty special guy. I've been on a show a few times.
My friend Pete. No, but I can.
Would it kill you to work me into conversation?
No, All right,
very good. Kalen Cole is here. She's been on the show many times. She's immensely talented, Nashville-based singer-songwriter. And how has your trip been here? How long have you been here in Wisconsin? This is your home state.
Yeah.
And you did some shows. How did it go?
It went well. My friend Lexi Liu was actually supposed to be with me.
Oh.
So I have 3 shows this coming week. Okay. And I just got up here yesterday, last night. And so I'm so glad we were able to do this. But yeah, she was supposed to be here, and her dad ended up passing away.
Oh, so, sorry to hear that.
Yeah, but she's a strong cookie. She'll get through it.
She's been on the show too. You guys were in Green Bay with me one night, and you guys played, and she was outstanding.
Yeah, so. She's phenomenal. But it's always good to take time for yourself, especially with things like that. So she's with her family, which is the best decision, I think, for her. And I'm still going to, if anybody listening that, if you're coming to shows that I have posted, I'm doing 50% of the tips are going to Lexi's family.
Oh, wow.
So I'd love to help support her, you know, in this time. So
we'll give her our best. She's always welcome back on the show too, with or without you. She is very talented and a lovely person. So you keep segueing into these accents, and I don't know what to do with it. I love your British accent.
I don't know what to do with it either. I don't know what I'm doing.
Was that in New York?
I have no idea.
it's We got to think of it. It's Kalen speak.
Yeah, yeah. I guess it's a yeah.
The British. Stick with the British, though.
That's, I could do
think
British.
He's affected. Let's hear some British. Talk about your new song in a British accent.
Oh, man. Okay. if anything happens, like, in 2-3 years, they're totally going to dig this up, and they're just going to repost it on Twitter or something.
They're going to go, this is gold.
This is gold, apparently. Right. But so this new song is kind of Australian.
We're in Wisconsin. We don't know
difference. And that's true. This new song is called Mistreated Right. Yeah, this is totally an Australian accent. Now I'm nervous. Now I can't
now
get
I
out
think
of
you
it.
You should be serious because your music is so great. So
oh, thank you.
You can shelf the British accent. Just tell us about this great new song. It's fantastic. Tell us everything.
So it's called Mistreated Right. It's a play on words. I love writing like double entendres or play on word kind of songs. I sat down with my friends Micah Kennedy and Jared Morris, and they're two like manly men. And I was like, I want to write a song about treating a girl right. And they're like, okay. So we put our heads together and we came up with this really cool Kelsea Ballerini inspired country song. I wouldn't think that this was like my first choice of music stylistically, but it's really fun. And I've also stopped putting myself in a box, I guess, of like, this is how I should sound or whatever. Yeah. And so I was like, you know what? This is a really fun song. It's very summery, very fun to like make fun videos with, because as an artist, it is sometimes tiring to lip sync to your song and post it on social media and be doing what everybody else is doing.
Right.
But if the song's fun, it's a lot easier to do that. Okay. So I've found myself actually enjoying it here and there.
Do you have a video for the song?
I do.
Do you?
Not a music video, but just like a video that I've, a 30-second clip or whatever, multiple of them.
Are you going to do like a video, like a full-blown?
We'll see. I don't know. I funded this myself. I have a couple of other songs coming out this summer, but if it's in the budget, why not? So
you got to find that up-and-coming filmmaker who can do something cool for cheap that... It still looks amazing. You
know? Yeah, that would be awesome. It's kind of helping each other out.
So. Yeah, definitely. So where, should we hear the song and then talk about it? Let's do that.
Sure.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Kalen Cole is here in the studio doing various accents, but the silliness has to stop because we have this amazing song. She's giving us a sneak preview here, and this is called Mistreated.
Mistreated Right.
Mistreated Right, and you're hearing it here on Nightlight. Here's a sneak preview of our friend Kalen Cole's new song.
Missed out on another vacation. Southbound, guess I was mistaken. We were wrong, so I took a right onto misery lane. I don't care about my reflection.
Very well done.
Thank you.
I love that song.
Thank you.
It's so fun to listen to it. Like, you perform that when you've been on the show previously with an acoustic guitar. Mm-hmm. And there's something, I have a soft spot for any performer just with a voice and an acoustic guitar. I think it's pure beauty.
Oh, thank you.
But that, the composition is so good. Who did that? Who,
like, so great.
Who did you work with a producer, or is that all you, or
no,
a collaborative effort?
Yes.
Yeah, tell
so,
me about it.
Kate Malone is my producer in Nashville, and her husband, Devin Malone, has been on tour with, like, the Rascal Flatts, what's his name, Hunter Hayes, and just a bunch of people in Nashville, and he played the Today Show in New York today.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
And so they sat down, and I've had them do a couple of songs before, but they ended up doing what's called a pre-production meeting with me. And so we hit the studio for 5 songs in one day with these grade A musicians in Nashville, and just told them, like, hey, this is what this song is supposed to sound like. And we had talked about that in our pre-production meeting. So we were able to get the sound correct, before even getting in the studio, because you only have, you know, like 6 hours to record.
Right.
So I was like, I want an upbeat, a summer feeling bop, just something like empowering women, or even men too. Like, you know, if you're not treated right in a relationship, like, get out of it. What are you doing? And then just wanted it to be like Kelsey Ballerini inspired. So that's kind of what made Mistreated Right. And I love the banjo in it. It's so fun.
It's a really fun song.
Thank you.
And it was, like I said, when you performed it with the acoustic guitar in the studio, it was great too. But it's really just a lot going on from the composition. And what do you do when you have a producer who might suggest stuff and you really respect that producer and you need that producer as an artist?
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, you know, you have the song. You have the guitar. That's really all you need. But to take a song to another level, you work with these people you respect. And what do you do if they suggest something that you don't like?
I'm honest.
Okay.
it's all about relationships,
yeah.
Right? And like cultivating and maintaining them. So I've got a great relationship with my producer. I love her. And sometimes we'll even go her route. We were actually in the studio the other day for the last song that is kind of on a project that I'm working on. We were talking about the composition of it, her and her husband, who's like kind of like the music director for it.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking back and forth. And some of the stuff that she was saying, I was like, I don't know if I agree with that. But we ended up doing like Majority Says. And also at the end of the day, it is my project.
Right.
And I feel like a lot of musicians who are independent forget about that, how they're like, well, without your songs or the people that you've written with, it's like they wouldn't have that project to work on. It's great to be collaborative, but also, you know, put your foot down. But my producer, her and I see eye to eye on a lot of stuff.
Boy, that's so important. All right, we have to do a very quick break. We'll be back to wrap things up in just a couple minutes with Kaylin Cole, who's hanging out here for the last part of the show. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. After weeks of speculation, Governor Tony Evers has finally made his decision. He is not running for a third term. Evers has had an accomplished career as a dedicated public servant for 5 decades and has been a terrific governor for the state of Wisconsin these last 6+ years, and we should be grateful for his time in office. It's been a job well done. But all things must pass. In making this decision to step aside and not seek another term, Tony Evers is doing what he has done time and time again. He's doing the right thing. And perhaps in making this decision, Governor Evers can be the one to turn the tide on the Democratic Party's unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. In his own unassuming way, the mild-mannered former science teacher who became Wisconsin's governor can be an example to Democrats across the nation. Because we know what happens in Wisconsin politics often has ramifications that reach well beyond the state's borders.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Hello. How's it going, everyone? It's Civic Media producer Dominic, here to tell you that Pete is away for tonight. So with that being said, let's enjoy some of the best segments during his time in Madison last week. And stay tuned for tomorrow night's show. With that all being said, have a great night.
It's rolling. Can we use that in our bumpers? Conrad, let's use that in the bumpers.
Sounds good.
This show needs more Kaylin Cole, I've decided. So tell us about, what do you have coming up? You're here. You just got here. You got some shows coming up. So tell us about it.
So I basically live in Wisconsin in the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, you kind of just have to go where your fans are, you know?
Right.
And right now they're in the Midwest and I like it. So it's great. But tomorrow I'm at Moxie's in La Crosse.
Okay.
I was born in La Crosse and my parents used to go to the bar at Moxie's all the time. It's hilarious. Yeah. My mom was like, wait, you're doing that? So I'm there from 6 to 9 p.m. And then I am in Tumbled Rock Brewery in Baraboo from 6 to 9 p.m. on Friday.
Okay.
And then I'm at Uncle Mike's in Appleton, Wisconsin from like 8 to noon.
Wow. So, that's a long set.
Yeah.
You gonna a couple repeats in there? I hope. Oh my god!
Yeah, or just a lot of stories, a lot of accents and stories. We'll figure it out.
Work on that Indian accent while you're up there. You gotta break that out. You know?
Yeah. I've done that on a podcast before.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Just as a goof, like.
Yeah. Well, they told me, they were like, "So you do accents? Apparently, everybody knows that I do accents, except me."
You just kind of go in and out of it. It's very seamless. It's impressive.
It's part of my social awkwardness.
Terry from Wausau says, will you be in Nashville last week of August?
Terry, I don't think so. I think I'm actually singing. Let me check my calendar. I think because I manage myself. So,
Your mom with you. Wouldn't mom want to manage you a little bit?
Yeah, I wish. She could probably manage me in the summer, but she's a teacher.
She's got
a lot on her plate.
She's got a lot on her plate. That's a good excuse.
Terry, I won't be, but you should come back down to Nashville. Follow me at Kaylin Cole on anywhere, and we can connect. Definitely connect with me.
Great plan.
I'll message you.
Yeah, that's excellent. All right, so where did the what do you have a song like that you like to play the most? Like, you're doing a set. Do you have those moments where you're like, and when I was a comic, I used to be, oh God, this is a tough crowd. I can't wait to get to the money joke.
Yeah.
Do you have that with your music? I mean, I'm sure everything I've heard from you is just great, but do you have songs you like to play more than others?
Yes, I do. There's a couple covers that I really like because I've done my own spin on them and people are like, oh, wow, that's cool. Like Drops of Jupiter by Train. Love that song.
Nice.
Every time that I play that, people are like, oh. That was all right.
Can people hear that on?
No.
Like, just because it's someone else's song?
Yeah. You'd have to come to a live show to get that one.
There you go.
But I really love playing my original song, Goner. And I've played that in Green Bay with you before.
Yeah.
It was the first song that I ever played for you.
Yeah. When Lexi was there. Yeah, yes. I remember that. Sure.
And I just love that song because I wrote that one with Lexi. Lexi and I write really well together. But I wrote that one with Lexi and Marla Cannon Goodman, who... wrote, I'm the fool with a Fool, Leanne Womack.
Okay.
And then she also wrote One More Shot of Jose Cuervo. Can't remember who that's by, but it's a big country song as well. But we wrote that song, and I've had multiple people come up to me and just be like, that sounds like you when you sing that. Because, you know, sometimes you fall into the feeling of trying to sound like somebody else, especially with covers or whatnot. But there, every single time I play that, people are like, that one sounds like you.
It's so funny. I used to be like this, you know, at least when I started out, I was kind of like jaded. I was like, I don't like covers. I write your own stuff. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But as I get older, I love a cover. I love when somebody puts their own spin on a song, and it doesn't take anything away from the original artist, but you're like, it's just great to hear a different interpretation.
Yeah, that's kind of how Morgan Wallen blew up, because of Jason Isbell's Cover Me Up. Yeah, he was on The Voice, and then, you know, he kind of gained some following there, and then came out with Cover Me Up like 3-4 years after that. I don't know. I don't follow his career that close. I got too much to worry about. but yeah, then he blew up. But then Jason Isbell blew up again because it's his song.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's so cool. Do you have venues in Wisconsin you like that are your favorite? Do you have a place? Where?
I do. Harvest Moon Pond, I love.
I like that
It's
name.
A small venue in Poinette. And I've been fortunate enough to sell that venue out every single time that I play.
Wow, good for you.
It's 250 tickets. And I love that place because I feel like people really get to know me during my performance.
Yeah.
I'll play covers. I'll play a lot of originals. Mainly, I save my new material at the end of the summer when I play there. So people have like a reason to go. Like, something new is going to pop up. But then I also love like giving them a Love Life update or like cracking a couple jokes. You know, accidentally doing accents.
You cannot do stand-up. This is the third time you've mentioned that you like to tell jokes and do stand-up. And I'm sure you'd be great at it, but you're pretty good at this, too. So I would stay in this lane for now. But be funny during your shows, because I'm sure you get some laughs.
I think that's the shtick. But, like, people want an experience.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, this has been really fun. Thank you so much. And I love the different sound of this than when you
Thank
did it.
You.
I like them both, but this is really fun and a really great accomplishment. So I hope it sells like gangbusters, and I hope you have great shows while you're here.
Thank you so much. Always Thanks for having fun. Me again.
Kaylin Cole, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, we'll see you in about a week, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
we have rescheduled Frank Anderson, folks, for Friday night. He'll be here at 6:35. I will still be here in Madison. Frank will be back then, and it's a Bar Band Friday night. Thank you to Terry Barr, too, for introducing me to Kaylin Cole. And making us friends. So that's fun. Kaylin's mom was here. She's watching.
She didn't want to be in here, though.
She could have.
I know. We could have put her in the hot seat.
Bring the whole family. tomorrow night on the show, legendary radio host Steve Cochran will be here. He'll be making the popcorn pick of the week. And then we have Tim Sowers from the Overture Center right across the street. He's going to talk about upcoming events and the great shows they do there, too. So on behalf of the lovable producer Conrad and Kaylin Cole, I'm Pete Schwabba saying goodnight, Wisconsin.
If he was here right now, he'd make a plan and he'd follow through. That's what Brian Boitano do.
When Brian Boitano was in the Olympics skating for the gold, he did 2 sow cows and a triple lutz while wearing a blindfold.
When Brian Boitano was in the Alps fighting grizzly bears, he used his magical fire breath and saved the maiden's bear.
So what would Brian Boitano do?
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
As Wisconsin has a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversations. For WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Lisa Hale, in for Melissa Kay. A recent Milwaukee Journal Sentinel analysis found that the number of immigration arrests in Wisconsin has doubled doubled since President Donald Trump's second term began. According to the analysis, the average number of ICE arrests in the state jumped from 37 per month to 85 per month. The analysis also found that the rate of people without criminal records being arrested in the state is five times higher compared to the end of President Joe Biden's term. That includes people who are accused of immigration violations, which are mostly civil offenses and not criminal ones. A shortage of officers and lack of applicants causes the Green Bay Police Department to reduce the number of college credits required for new applicants to the force. The Police and Fire Commission approved a change to the recruitment and hiring processes last week. GBPD has 15 open positions and 7 upcoming retirements, but limited applicants and increased competition have made it difficult to fill those spots. To help speed up the hiring process, the Police and Fire Commission will review applications and schedule interviews weekly now, rather than quarterly. They'll also replace the report writing test with a written exam and will drop the college credit requirement for officers who have not yet completed the police academy from 60 credits to 40. Once hired, new recruits will receive 20 college credits upon completion of the police academy. Officers who've already completed the academy will still be required to have 60 college credits. The department will start using the new recruiting standards and processes within the next month. For WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Lisa Hale.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. As far as episodic TV goes, nothing gets me more excited than a well-done cop show. There have been 2 spinoffs so far from the Amazon Prime cop show Bosch, a show about a stubborn, uncompromising police detective played by Titus Welliver. In a new cop show, Welliver heads up the cast in Westies. According to Collider, Welliver plays Glenn Keenan, a Vietnam vet and gritty beat cop. The story is set in the early 80s in Hell's Kitchen in New York and follows the Westies, a real-life Irish street gang, as they try to carve out a piece of the action despite being a much smaller force than the Mafia's 5 families of New York. Welliver calls his character deeply corrupt and very dark, but also nuanced. Joining him in the cast are J.K. Simmons, Tom Brittany, Jessica Francis Duke, and just added additions Sarah Bulger and Stanley Morgan. The Westies will drop on MGM Plus sometime in 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight with showers and thunderstorms developing. Some could be severe with strong wind gusts and very heavy rainfall. Low upper 60s. Sunshine returns later tomorrow afternoon. A slight storm chance into the evening. High in the mid 80s. It's 92 degrees right now.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, we're joined by Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. And at 5 o'clock, I engage with Professor Mariel Barnes about violence against women, gender, and the Epstein scandal next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Hello. How's it going, everyone? It's Civic Media producer Dominic here to tell you that Pete is away for tonight. So with that being said, let's enjoy some of the best segments during his time in Madison last week. And stay tuned for tomorrow night's show. With that all being said, have a great night.
Hey, this is Adam Brody, and you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Gonna be some sweet sounds coming down the night shift.
Welcome back. So funny. I was just talking about Adam Brody with my producer friend Bob on the way down to Madison today. So well picked, Conrad. What put you in an Adam Brody mood?
I felt like we haven't heard that one in a while, you know?
Yeah, no, that was a good one.
Got a shout out because he just got nominated for a show.
Yeah, for an Emmy, right?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. So great to have you with me here. We've got a half hour to go, and our pal Rocker is in studio. We're talking about Atwood Fest, this great musical festival that happens here in the Atwood neighborhood of Madison every year. It's been around since the 80s, you said, Rocker?
Yeah, since the early 80s. Geez. 82, I believe.
Okay.
And it was called Atwood Summerfest first, and now it's called Atwood Fest.
I love it. And it's such a great neighborhood, too. I love the Barrymore Theater, and there's just so much cool stuff going on there. So let's do a little preview here of what people can hear if they decide to venture out over to the east side.
Yeah, you know, let me start with saying that, you know, Atwood Fest, we've went full high tech now, and we have AI. We actually have an AI guide on our website. So tonight you're going to hear a lot of bands, a lot of dates, you know, a lot of stages and times. You're not going to really remember them, but just remember this, to go to atwoodfest.com. And at atwoodfest.com, you can click on the artificial intelligence guide and ask a question. You know,
I love that.
Like, you know, what blues bands are playing, or when is Rio 5 playing, or where can I find fried chicken?
You're putting AI to good use rather than making it a creepy movie thing. So that's
right.
That's,
you know, you can ask all these fact questions. Where right. can I find an AED unit? You know, if there's a cardiac arrest happening, right? It's by Freely, and we thank Jorge Reina. He put that together and covered that. Yeah. So I'm gonna kind of just skip across some of the bands that are playing that you can hear coming up at Atwood Fest. There's some that are local, national, and international touring artists. We have a little bit of everything. One band that I thought was really unique this year, opening the festival on Sunday, July 27th, on the Luther stage at noon. This is a Madison ska fusion band. They're called One Beer Please, and this is their song Money, Money, Money.
All day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? But still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work at all. I'd move around and have a ball.
That's One Beer Please and the song Money, Money, Money. What did you call that? Fusion?
Ska.
Ska Fusion.
Ska Fusion.
I love that.
Yeah, they're really fun. I thought this is going to be a great band to like kind of open up the festival day.
Yeah.
Just with a lot of energy. One Beer Please. Later on that day, that's Sunday on the Luther Allison stage, there's also Wonder Funk, Jeremiah Jams Band from Appleton, and Dem Test Fay Band from here in Madison. We'll talk about some of that stuff later. There is another great band that is coming, Parker Barrow. They are on the Clyde Stubblefield stage at 4 p.m. on Sunday, July 27th. Now, Parker Barrow, you might remember Clyde Barrow, Bonnie Parker, right?
No way.
Well, this is Megan Kane and Dylan Turner. They're the couple, right? He's the drummer. She's the lead singer. And they're originally from Birmingham, Alabama. And they're stationed in Nashville. So we brought them out last year, and they put on an amazing show. It's kind of a little country-ish and a lot of Led Zeppelin-ish and really good.
That's interesting. All right, let's hear it.
This band, you have to go see some of the YouTube videos. You'll be like, wow, these guys are incredible. This is Parker Barrow and their latest song. It's called Make It.
Oh,
you said Led Zeppelin with country. I guess I get that now. I wasn't sure what to expect there.
Aren't they good? Yeah. I love them. And she is just a wild entertainer. They're very entertaining.
Yeah.
Great band. And let's move out to the Clyde Stubblefield stage again. This is Saturday night, right before VO5. We have a world-class 9-piece funk horn band, Fat Function. They are totally amazing. Nice. I've tried to get them at Adwood Fest for many years, and with so many guys in the band and they don't all live around here, it's tough to get them together. So this is going to be a very special show right before VO5 on the Clyde stage Saturday at 5:15 p.m. Tons of Madison All-Stars in this band. And this is from their song, I think from 2015, I want to say. This is Well Run Dry. This is Fat Function.
I love the name Fat Function. That's a great name.
Fat Function. They are really good. It features John Shipper on trumpet. He's a world-class trumpeter from around here in Madison. And Pauly Ryan, who actually played with Garbage, played with U2 on their recordings. Wow. And all kinds of people over at Smart Studios. A whole bunch of Al Falashi from Steely Dan. Just a great lineup of musicians.
That's the voice of Rocker. He is here to give us a preview of Atwood Fest, which he is heavily involved with, and he is the co-host of Max Inc. Radio, which you can hear Saturday nights from 6 to midnight here on WMDX if you live in the Madison area. And we're talking about Atwood Fest, which takes place this Saturday and Sunday. We talked about this next band, VO5, because they're
VO5.
Crowd favorite, and they are so much fun.
You know, I mean, I bet you there'll be 5,000-6,000 people in front of the stage on Saturday night at 8 p.m. for VO5. You know, I love telling this story, but I was it was probably 2008, and I was Halloween, and my wife and I were dressed up as Padme and Darth Rocker, and we walked into this bar up here in Madison on the square, the Frequency, and little teeny stage, and there was this huge band, and they were all dressed as angels with halos and everything, and they were playing 70s classic disco, and my wife loves to dance to that kind of music. Yeah. And we were there for a while dancing, and she's like, you know, you have to book these guys for Atwood Summerfest. You have to put them on the rock stage. I'm like, the rock stage? Disco? What? And I put them on at noon, and people showed up to dance. And then the next year, I put them on at 2, and more people showed up to dance. And then I put them on at 5, and more people showed up, right? And pretty soon, we just had this giant crowd, this meta community experience of people dancing and laughing and having fun. Dancing in the streets is it's been amazing for the band, and they're just coming up on their 20-year anniversary now as a band. So they've been playing Atwood Fest since 2008, I believe, was the first time that we had them, and they're now the undisputed heavyweight headliners. So let's take a listen. This is VO5, one of their original songs from Dance Originality. This is I Can Feel It.
I actually don't have that song record. I don't think I have that one sent.
Oh, my goodness. Did I not give you my I Can Feel It tune? Well,
I want to tell you, though, I will vouch for what Rocker just said. VO5, I've seen them play the Wisconsin Film Festival opening night parties, and people love them.
Oh, yeah.
So go to Atwood Fest and have a great time, and definitely check out VO5.
The dancers. Well, we better have Paige Kleber. I'm pretty sure I got this
one. Do we have Paige?
Yes, we do have Paige Kleber.
Paige is going to be playing the Sugar Maple stage noon on Sunday. Paige just turned 12 years old, right?
She's getting up there.
She's been singing the national anthem at the Badgers games, at the Bucks games. She's just really doing a lot of great stuff these days. Let's hear one of her songs. This is Paige Kleber playing Hard to Get, Sugar Maple Stage, noon on Sunday, July 27th.
Boy, she's fun. She's got great energy. 12 years old.
And she just won both the Madison Area Music Awards and the Wisconsin Area Music Industry Awards for the Rising Star.
That is unbelievable. When she was here, I was like, how do you know about all the stuff you're singing about at that age? This is incredible.
Isn't it incredible?
So Conrad just told us we do have the VO5 song. Do you want to do that?
Oh, let's hear it. Let's just hear it right away. We heard all about VO5. This is I Can Feel It.
All right.
This is real, I can feel it. This is real, I can feel it.
All right, that was VO5 and original, which is very cool.
Yes.
Rocker is here. He is one of the hosts of Max Inc. Radio with our pal Terry Barr. You can hear them from 6 to midnight every Saturday night here on WMDX. We're talking about the Madison's Atwood Music Festival, and we'll get back into that after this very short break with our in-studio guest and my pal Rocker. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. You got the Civic Media Radio Network.
I wish every day the sun would shine. Take me to another place in my mind.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported recently that the Trump administration's DOJ requested complete voter records from 12 states. Minnesota just refused to cooperate. In Florida, there's a decision in a court case over the city of Miami's proposed postponement of a city election. First to Minnesota, where the Secretary of State's office notified the Trump administration's Department of Justice that it would not comply with its request to turn over all voter records from the 2020 and 2024 elections, including voting and registration records. The office's general counsel said DOJ failed to provide legal justification for the request and did not specify how the data would be secured. DOJ has requested records from 11 other states, including Alaska, Arizona, Florida, Nevada, New Hampshire, New York, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and Wisconsin. New Hampshire has also refused to comply, citing state privacy statutes. In June, the Miami City Commission voted to delay city elections from November 2025 to November 2026.
It would extend Miami's commissioner and term-limited mayor by a year and was called a power grab. After mayoral candidate Emilio Gonzalez sued, a Miami-Dade County judge ruled July 21st that the city commission could not move the election without voter approval, according to the Miami Herald. We've linked to Minnesota's letter to DOJ and local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hello. How's it going, everyone? It's Civic Media producer Dominic here to tell you that Pete is away for tonight. So with that being said, let's enjoy some of the best segments during his time in Madison last week. And stay tuned for tomorrow night's show. With that all being said, have a great night.
Folks, great to have you with me on this Monday night, broadcasting from beautiful downtown Madison, our state's capital. Our question of the night, if you want to get in on the fun, is what is your favorite junk food? It is National Junk Food Day. Bridget from the 818 says chips and dip. I can't resist. That is the age old. Everybody, nobody can resist chips and dip. John Roach, do you have a favorite junk food?
Well, I don't think it's junk food. I think it's a delicacy. Mm. But a fresh Oreo dunked in milk is irresistible.
That's not junk food. Yeah.
It's irresistible.
It's basically a vegetable. Let's be honest.
Some people will call it. You know there are people who call it junk food. Right. You know that. You know why? Because it tastes good.
I know. And who cares, right? That's the voice of John Roach. He is my guest here in studio. It's great to have him here. He made this film called A Road at Night about Howard Moore, this terrible accident, and it's just this great movie. It'll be hopefully available to stream soon, but we're going to talk more about that, and I'm going to ask him about a film he co-wrote called The Straight Story. He co-wrote it with Mary Sweeney, and David Lynch directed it, and they shot a lot of that in Wisconsin and Iowa, so we'll talk about that coming up as well, too. But let's get back to A Road at Night. So it's, and I tell people this, John, like people I know that are big Wisconsin sports fans or people who went to the university and love Madison, you have to see this movie because it will make you proud to be part of Wisconsin and Madison. And then there's this family and this community element to the story, which is the tragic part, but it's a beautiful movie.
Well, first of all, thanks.
You're welcome.
You know, we screened it at, pretty much debuted it, other than a private screening here in town, we debuted it at the Wisconsin Film Festival at the Barrymore. And I have to tell you, for people who care about Wisconsin sports and care about Madison and do the Moores at their church or, you know, I mean, they were popular folks in Madison.
Yeah.
But we had a lot of people at the film festivals. We also screened it at the Beloit Film Festival in Dubuque, which meant we could get test screenings and not have to get on a plane and go somewhere. Mm. And all sorts of people who knew nothing about Wisconsin sports or cared about sports in general watched it. It's shocking, but we had a lot of people at the screenings whose families were affected by drunk drivers.
Oh, wow.
I mean, we in Dubuque, a woman walked up and said, "Thank you for making this film. My oldest sister was killed with four other seniors in high school when I was in fifth grade, and my parents were never the same."
And you say that. You say it's not a movie. It's not a sports movie or movie, but it's about drunk driving.
Well, I'll tell you, that's a great question. So basketball is the stage upon which the story plays out, but it's not a basketball movie, I don't think.
Right.
I don't know
no.
if you. And it is about drunk. But here's, I think, we've just had two Hollywood production companies do our trailer and our poster, you know, because we're trying to act like it's a real movie.
Yeah.
And I got into a deep discussion with the guys doing the trailer, and I said, you know, for the longest time, I've said first of all, it's a crime doc. The woman who hit them committed vehicular homicide. But I said, it's not even a drunk driving movie. It's about there, but for the grace of God, go I. It's about the awful randomness of life, because the Moors were doing everything right, you know, and yet still the fates completely messed with them. In the most tragic of ways. And I also had a lot of people who just go, I'm going to go home and hug my wife and kids, you know? The other thing I have to say is there are inspiring, you know, it is a heavy topic and there's no dodging it, right? But there's so many moments of inspiration in it for me that, you know, you're moved. Just, I mean, doing the film and cutting the film, you know, you're a pro, you have some objectivity, you've done a lot of content before, but man, there were times, my editor, Joe Fung, he said, John, every time I cut this thing, I cry, you know?
It's exhausting, yeah.
I know, but I think the tears are also restorative, you know, it's like, I mean, first of all, you kind of need to cry, but you're also crying for the humanity of it, you know, that it's just... It reminds you how close everyone is and what a crapshoot life is.
It's such a great film. And those of you, it's not available to stream yet, but they're going to do some theatrical releases.
We hope to have a local theatrical release in Madison at one of the big theater chains. We're trying. And then maybe Milwaukee, maybe Chicago, because remember, there's a lot of Chicago
basketball. But man, where can people find out about these screenings, John? Like if you decide to do them on social media?
I'll be back on to tell you all about it. Okay, no, I mean, I'll tug your sleeve because we hope to do it in the fall. We hope to get a streaming deal, which will be the easiest way to access it. Amazon, you know, we're right now talking to agents in L.A. who represent it. And 90% of the revenues of the film goes to the Moore Family Trust to make sure Howard's health care is taken care of. And his son, Jarrell, has what he needs to get on with his life in college and all. So so we have a vested interest in having it generate some revenue. There have been really gracious donors to the trust already.
Okay.
So it's getting to where it needs to be.
It's such a great, and I think like for me, if you can, folks, if you can see it, if you're lucky enough to see it, like I watched it alone. You sent me a link so I could watch it for the show when I interviewed you. But then I heard about this screening at the Barrymore, which sounded spiritual.
Yeah.
You know, that's how you want to see it. So if this does make it to theaters, and it looks like it will follow. Is there a website or social media they can follow?
A Road at Night.
Okay.
You know, Instagram, Facebook, X, I think. I don't know. But, you know, the Barrymore, you know, I'm a townie.
Yeah.
I mean, I was saying to someone, I'm trying to think. I think the last time I was in the Barrymore was to see Warren Zevon, God rest his soul.
Oh, funny.
But, you know, and it was packed. And it's... You know, actually, the same thing happened with I Wrote It at Night that happened with The Straight Story when I went to the Madison Theater and watched it alone with a small crowd in there. People sit silently during the credits. When a film accomplishes that, you know you've got them, that they're immersed in the story.
All right, John Roach is here. We got to do intermission here, folks. We'll be back for Act Two. And that was a great segue. We'll talk a little bit about The Straight Story that John wrote with Mary Sweeney and that was directed by David Lynch. We'll talk about that and we'll... maybe put a bow on A Road at Night. And if we have time, sports writers, I should have booked you for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
I have more to talk to you about than the length of time I'm on the air. So we'll do it. It'll be a mini series.
Yeah,
we'll figure
it
out. All right. We're coming right back in Act Two. Rocker is here in the second hour, too. We're going to talk about Atwood Fest. It's Peach Wobble and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Tell her no.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. In Scotland, President Trump reaches a trade deal with the European Union that slaps a 15% tariff on most goods sent to the U.S. Asked about countries that don't have a trade agreement in place.
We're going to be setting a tariff for essentially the rest of the world. And that's what they're going to pay if they want to do business in the United States.
At least two children are dead and two others critically injured after a barge strikes their sailboat along Miami Beach. Our Matt Piper.
The Coast Guard says when the barge hit the sailboat, the five children and one adult on board were thrown into the water. The sailboat, part of the Miami Youth Sailing Foundation, sank following the impact.
A shooting outside of the Grand Sierra Resort in Reno leaves three people dead, including one near the valet area, a second at a hospital, and according to Sparks Police Chief Chris Crawford.
Another victim was driving through the parking lot, and the suspect opened fire on this person, striking the victim. That victim was pronounced deceased on the scene.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.